EMPShield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The program, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And these programs, all programs through the week, on the weekend, are on podcast. They're archived on 1360KHNC.com. I'm going to begin with the Madness in America. This is from ExposingSatanism.org. I don't know who Megan Fox is. She's an actress. I don't know who she is, but it caught my attention. She drinks human blood in satanic rituals. She stated just a few drops of blood. But yes, we do consume, she and her boyfriend, and his name is Machine Gun Kelly. They drink each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes. She states that it is used for a reason, and it is controlled. Well, sure, the demons. So she reveals that she and her rapper fiancé, Machine Gun Kelly, they consume each other's blood for ritual purposes. She addressed the rumors. And she, I guess, is the star of Transformers. She goes on and continues to say that Machine Gun Kelly, he is extremely enthusiastic about engaging in self-harm during these bizarre blood rituals. She says he's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just, like, cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul, let me bleed on you. She said it doesn't happen, but let me tell you, maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened, and many times. So the guy basically is demonic. He's possessed by demons. He wants to cut his heart out with broken glass and bleed on her. Only in the occult world and in this country also. Today we're going to discuss, NASA knows that the world is now well and truly dead, which is it's well and dead at the same time. We're also going to talk about strategic unpredictability. Strategic unpredictability is exactly what has happened in Ukraine with the United States, the EU, NATO, a combination of other nations internationally, trying to destroy, provoke Russia into war. They predicted that they had a plan, an objective, they had a way and a strategy to provoke Russia into war. Well, actually, they have just made Russia stronger. Now, predictability. Here's what the Bible says about what I'm going to present to you. This is out of the easy-to-read version. This is Ecclesiastes 9:11. We had our 9:11, but the Bible also has its Ecclesiastes 9:11. Quoting, I also saw other things in this life that were not fair. The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest soldier does not always win the battle. Wise people don't always get the food. Smart people don't always get the wealth. Educated people don't always get the praise they deserve. But this one thing happens to each. When the time comes, bad things can happen to anyone. That's the easy-to-read version. Another version. I saw something under the sun. The race isn't won by fast runners or the battle by heroes. Wise people don't necessarily have food. Intelligent people don't necessarily have riches. Skilled people don't necessarily receive special treatment. But time and unpredictable events overtake all of them. Now I'll give you one more. I saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But the same thing happens to them all. Being at the right place or being at the wrong place. So at the right time, you can be at the wrong place. At the right time, you can be at the right place. Well, unpredictability. Russia was supposed to have been defeated by now. Sanctions, economically, shutting off their trading to the rest of the world. Militarily, they should have spent all their arms and armaments and their military hardware trying to fight this battle in the Ukraine. Their gold, their ruble should have been destroyed. But actually, their ruble is stronger than it's ever been. Their gold supplies, now it is found out that they had gold supplies and they can back their ruble with gold. The battle isn't to the strong. It's not always to the strong. The strong, the United States, with the EU nations, with the European Union, with Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these nations have not been able, Japan, have not been able to accomplish their plan. Unpredictability. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. It's very important to understand that term from the perspective of the Bible and what man has to say about it. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
Okay, the strategic unpredictability. It is a term that was documented by the West Point Military Academy out of whatdoesitmean.com a couple of days ago. I'm going to begin by just reading a few things here. Military documents, the most applicable in this instance being Modern War Institute at the West Point Military Academy document on strategic unpredictability, where it states, unpredictability plays an important role in every form of warfare. It emerges during any attempt to anticipate the future, an endeavor that often yields inaccurate results, sometimes wildly so. And it is in failing to anticipate the unpredictability of warfare, it has seen the Western powers imposing massive sanctions on Russia, the consequence of which today sees the Russian ruble hitting a near two-year high level against a high against the euro, and a Russian ruble now backed by gold, about which American economic experts say the amounts, location, and disposition of Russian government gold reserves are secrets more sensitive than the amounts, location, and disposition of nuclear weapons. So the Russian gold is more secretive and more sensitive than where their nukes are located. So it is, and it is this way because gold is an even more powerful weapon than nuclear weapons. An alternative currency that is not necessarily under any government's power. Unpredictability. Okay. And in March 2nd of 2015, before I continue with this, I'm going to say this. Only the Holy Bible, through prophecies by Israel's prophets and by the disciples and by Christ himself, have made predictions about the future that are predictable. They always come to pass. They are accurate forecasting. They never fail. And one of the great prophecies of our time is Russia, and how Russia, in the time in which we live, will become a great power for a period of time, a short period, and she will be politically, militarily, and economically very powerful, with the power of the United States, the Western Hemisphere, the powers, as powerful as they are economically, they have not been able to destroy Russia's economy. Actually, as they have tried to destroy Russia's economy and her ability to trade with the nations, it has affected the West and the world in a very negative way. So negative that hardships have come about, hardships internationally, and the people of the nations are losing their wealth, their poverty, not just poverty, but starvation. The starvation that Christ said would, or that the Old Testament said would occur, and even in the book of Revelation said would occur at the end of the world, has begun. This problem with food supplies dwindling is only going to get worse. It is never going to turn around. Some people, I have a part of an article here that I'll get to in a little bit, hopefully, and they believe that some are saying, well, we just weather the storm and things will turn around. Not this time. Not this time. When you break an engine, an economic engine, that has been, that interferes with world commerce, it's going to be hard to stop that engine and restart it. In this case, it's not going to be started again. It's impossible. This is why this one article I have in front of me here. NASA knows that the world is now well and truly dead. I think I'll jump to that and I'll go back to unpredictability in a second. Okay? Political policies, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, today's article, says that there's a term that is used called realpolitik. It has a meaning. Realpolitik is politics based on practical rather than moral or ideological considerations. And this is what Pat Buchanan had to say about this. Why do predictions of the death of the West not belong on the same shelf as the predictions of nuclear winter and global warming? He says, answer, the death of the West is not a prediction of what is going to happen. It is a depiction of what is happening now. So it has already begun. And there was a German sociologist, his name is Max Weber, and he had a modern theory. And that theory said that it attempted to identify the social variables that contribute to social progress and development of societies, and seeks to explain the process of social evolution. So in other words, societies have a way, when they're left alone, to be able to thrive, and they make sense, and people live. Countries become great. But when you mess with that, then what happens when they get to the point where they get to a place where everything seems to be working perfectly, then what happens is these powerful people begin to impose order on societies using brute force power. And today, it's best known as globalization. What are we moving into? What have we been moving into? What are we going to continue to move into? A global society. This global theory is going to destroy, has destroyed, and will destroy the fabric of the nations in the future to come. It's already begun. Then sometimes things don't seem to make sense. What is the point? In other words, what is the point of acting to bring about a change in the future? This is what people are trying to do. They're trying to bring about a change. But with the way that things have gone, what will happen is, why try to bring about change when there is no future? And this is where things are ending up. There's basically, because of the way that the people who are part of this globalization, this new world order. They've destroyed things to the point where why try to fix things? And they really have a logical thought. I mean, what did Christ say? They don't realize what they're saying. Christ said this. He said that at the end of the world, things will become so bad that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Even if the world wanted to turn things around now, it is too late. And Christ basically was implying there'd come a time when the evil of mankind would destroy the societies of the world. We're on that slide, and the only way it's going to end is Christ returning. Now I'm going to go back to, this was out of mwi.usma.edu, education, on strategic unpredictability, Modern War Institute. This was 2015. Unpredictability plays an important role on every form of warfare. It emerges during any attempt to anticipate the future, an endeavor that often yields inaccurate results, sometimes wildly so. Given the many of these forecasts come from, they come from sound reasoning, experience, and deliberate attempts to gather empirical evidence, leaders can blame the resulting inaccuracies on an intrinsically unpredictable environment. I'm going to just state this. What did it say in Ecclesiastes 9:11? The strongest armies do not always win the battle because something comes into play, unpredictability. The men who have great wealth don't reach spheres of notoriety because of unpredictability. And the verse finishes out by saying, one thing happens to everybody, to the poor, to the wealthy. Hardship will come. The intelligent, the unintelligent, the wealthy, the poor, depending on what race you are, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. One thing is sure. Because of unpredictability, you can be born into a home of wealthy, educated people, but unpredictability is going to catch you. Something negative will come to your life, even though you try to avoid it. And people who live in situations where there is no hope, because of the laws of unpredictability, out of nowhere, things will happen in their environment, like the movie Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? These poor Indian brothers, eventually, just because of unpredictability, they win the lotto there in India and become wealthy. The other thing we say is this: there is no accident. In God's universe that He created, there is no such thing as accident. God knows the past, the present, the future. He knows when you were to be born. He knows there's a day to be born, a day to die. But in between your birth and your death, you're given an opportunity and someone is going to come into your life to tell you about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And when these times come and they tell you about who this Jesus Christ is, the Son of the living God, don't take it lightly, because this is not accident. This was planned by God to present hope to you for your future. This is what the world needs presently, hope. That hope can only come through an eternal God who gives eternal life and forgiveness of sins. The Present Truth, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez will be right back. Unpredictability has met the world.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesman. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. I told you so. We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, continuing Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday again, remember, Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. On the matter of strategic unpredictability, there was something that happened in 2016. Strategic unpredictability. The name of strategic unpredictability in 2016 was Donald J. Trump. The plans, like the military planners planning for the war in Ukraine, provoking Russia to conflict, and they got what they wanted. Now there is conflict. Russia's not going to back down. Russia's going to come out victorious in this matter, because Russia is going to be destroyed, not in Ukraine, but on the mountains of Israel, east of the Jordan River. going back to Donald Trump, the powers that, with all their strategies, the mainstream media, with all of the intelligence agencies, with the machines, the corrupt voting mechanism, with everything that was done to keep Donald Trump from winning that election, all that was done so that Hillary Clinton, the battle isn't to the strong. With all her strength, her power, the apparatus behind her, she still lost. This is a perfect example of strategic unpredictability. They did everything. This government, continuity of government, SES, Senior Executive Services, the forces out of Europe, out of Germany, England, doing everything they could do to keep Donald Trump out of office, they could not do it. And now we have a strategy once again, the U.S. military provoking Russia to war. Who's going to suffer in this war? The United States of America? No. But who's going to benefit from what's happening in Ukraine? The United States of America. You see, empire, as I've discussed before, is in the Bible. In Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18, Isaiah 50, Isaiah 51, chapter 50 and 51. This is not strategic unpredictability, but this is predictions in the prophecies of the Bible. They're accurate prophecies. America is going to be the empire that will rule the world eventually. We do already, but it's going to be more evident in time to come, very, very quickly. America must take her place, just like Russia. Russia has to take her place. And the prophecies concerning Russia, accurate forecasting, will come to pass. Accurate forecasting, America will be empire. America will be and give direction to the coming New World Order global society. Cannot be changed. Prophecy cannot be changed. The occult world would love to change one prophecy, just one. They would have the right then to declare that God is not God. They will not change prophecy. Everything they do is already known, and God will just set a trap for them and they'll get caught. Another matter of strategic unpredictability, coming from, again, a biblical point of view. Christ says that he laid down his life. But the world, Caesar, and the Jewish Orthodox Jews of the time, the religious world of the time, they took credit for having him crucified. They took credit for him, his death. But he said that he was going to lay his life down. No man was going to take it from him. He was going to lay it down because he had a plan to redeem mankind to himself. Strategic unpredictability. Excuse me. So, strategic unpredictability. They did everything perfectly to crucify him, kill him, put him in the grave, and be done with it. Oh, but they forgot the prophecies in Torah and the prophecies of the prophets. Stated that he would raise from the dead. They didn't predict that. They thought they'd put him in the grave and leave him there. Nope. And then later on, Christ said that if they would have known what they were doing, if they would have known ahead of time what they were going to do, they would not have crucified him. But that was a strategy that they didn't think ahead about, or they didn't think ahead on that strategy. The matter of unpredictability in your life. Things are going to happen in your life that you can't predict. You make decisions. You make your plans. Financial. You decide what you're going to do. But unpredictability will catch you. I say that as a person that has a ministry, you don't know how long you have to live. Don't take a chance. If someone comes up to you to tell you about the Son of the Living God, about Yeshua, about Jesus, or about Sheshu, or Jesus, you better listen to what they have to say. Because you don't know how many more visits you're going to get by people that are going to introduce and want to introduce Christ to you. Things are not going to change in the future. Nothing's going to change. There is no way to change the direction the world has gone. You cannot, will not change it. The will of mankind collectively, just making a decision collectively, internationally, to stop the madness and to take 5 steps back to where we were. No. It's not going to happen. It's too late. We've taken the wrong direction, and we cannot return from what we have done. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
I figured I'd end on a happy note this week. A little bit of Art Bell. Now, with this matter of unpredictability, here's what the 6th century Byzantine emperor Maurice cautioned his generals. He said that they'd pitched the battle, he said it's a demonstration more of luck than of bravery. So this battle in war, it's a demonstration more of luck than of bravery. In the 16th century, 10 centuries later, Machiavelli stated in the book The Prince, he states, quote, I think it may be the cause that fortune is the mistress of one half of our actions and yet leaves a control of the other half or a little less to ourselves. This is true. You think about it in your life, in your lifetime. How many times did fate, how many times did things just happen? She calls it the fortune. How many times did things happen? You were at the right place in Ecclesiastes 9:11. It says, being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time. I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, neither yet favor to men of knowledge, but being at the right place at the right time, or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. I think it may be the case that fortune is the mistress of one half of our actions and yet leaves the control of the other half or a little less to ourselves. We do get to make our decisions, but fate or the hand of God or the sovereignty of God plays a part in every individual's life. Then the most famous philosopher of war, Clausewitz, he stated, war is the realm of chance. No other human activity gives it greater scope. No other such incessant and varied dealings with the intruder. Chance makes everything uncertain and interferes with the whole course of events. And war is the realm of uncertainty. Three-quarters of the factors on which action in war is based are wrapped in a fog of great or lesser uncertainty. Well, with what has happened on the 24th of February, the United States made the decision to go forward with their plans to begin pushing. Well, this has been going on since 2014 with Barack Obama. Barack Obama, this is the man that's responsible for where we are right now, along with other people who couldn't see ahead, in a sense, but it is going to cost mankind bigly. Barack Obama decided to overthrow the president of Ukraine in 2014 and to begin to move in a direction. I'll read it right here. Barack Obama stated, the United States is and remains one indispensable nation. Every other nation, therefore, is dispensable. That has been true for the century past and will be true for the century to come. America must always lead the world stage. If we don't, no one else will. Then he states, Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe, while China's economy rise and military reach worries its neighbors. From Brazil to India, rising middle classes compete with the United States. The Obama regime had conquered the Ukraine in February 2014 in a very bloody coup, installed a racist, fascist, anti-Russian government next door to Russia. A stooge regime to this day, Zelensky, which instituted a racial cleansing campaign to eliminate enough pro-Russian voters so as to be able to hold on to power there. It has destroyed Ukraine so alienated the regions of Ukraine that it had voted more than 75% for the democratically elected Ukrainian president who Obama overthrew, so that those pro-Russian regions quit Ukraine. What remains of Ukraine after the U.S. conquest is a Nazi mess and a destroyed nation in hock to Western taxpayers and banks. This person is a man of war. He is the ultimate destroyer of mankind, Barack Hussein Obama. In the years to come, this man is coming back, going back to unpredictability, strategic unpredictability. No one has predicted, has been able to look into the future to see who's going to replace Joe Biden. Because there's strategic unpredictability. Is it going to be Michelle Obama? Is Hillary Clinton coming back? Is Donald Trump going to come back? No. Donald Trump is finished. The Bible says he's done. You have all these other players. There's no one on the scene that can fill that position except Barack Obama. With strategic unpredictability, nobody is predicting him. But strategic unpredictability, you're going to see it once again in action in the near future. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting it to you. I watched what happened during the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, who was really running things behind the scene, doing everything to destroy or to stop, to hinder, to stymie Donald Trump. It was Barack Obama. He is still presently giving direction to the power in the White House, and it is not Joe Biden. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD, and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we're finished with the present truth for this week. The next week, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, I'll be back. I do want everyone to have a wonderful weekend, and on Sunday, you need to go to church, but don't leave your home. Just come to 1360 and listen to me at 9 o'clock to noon on Sunday. You need to go to church. I'll make sure that I don't steer you wrong in the wrong direction. You know I won't. With this matter of strategic unpredictability, I realize that we make our plans, but fate is going to interfere a lot of times. You can set your course for the day, but fate is going to interfere. Unpredictability, randomness, just like flipping a coin. You hope it's going to be heads or tails, but it comes out just the opposite. Or at a roulette wheel, you pick black or red. You're hoping it'll be black, and it comes up red. We are to, in the Bible, we pick our path, but the Bible says that God will direct our steps. We choose the direction to go, and God directs our steps in that direction. Outside of the known universe and what decays, there is the God of heaven. And he, from his heaven, watches all that takes place on this earth. We have free will, but he sets things in motion in our lives. He arranges things so that we bump into him. He wants us to bump into him because he wants us to be with him in eternity. So he always works it out like Judas Iscariot. I think you all know the story of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Christ picks Judas Iscariot, knowing that Judas Iscariot is going to eventually betray him. But nevertheless, Christ needed to give Judas Iscariot the opportunity to repent, to take a different direction. And Judas Iscariot, seven times, I read a book, seven times Judas Iscariot was given an opportunity to change direction, to keep from doing what he was going to do. And the night of the Passover, Jesus once again gave Judas the opportunity to go the right direction, to make the right move. And Judas decided, no, I love money more, I love silver more than God, then Christ, then a Messiah. I want money. Do you want money? Is money or other things in this life more important than eternal life? We're not going to change the direction that we're going. We can't. The direction that the world is going, I'll finish off the program by just rehearsing one little thing that I stated earlier. Can't find the guy's name. What is the point of acting to bring about a change in the future when in a very real sense there is no future to act for? There is no way to turn things around. Only Christ is going to change it at his return. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. Talk to you on Monday or Sunday, 9 to noon.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.